Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 15th of July. I'm Paul White. It is the 12th verse that, I should say it was the 12th verse of 1 Corinthians 6 that made an enormous impact in my life. I have talked about this to people all over the world who asked about my journey into the understanding of grace. I wrote about it in my first book from 2011, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. I wrote an entire chapter titled The Scripture That Changed My Life. I realized that with the subtitle of the book stacked up next to that chapter, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life, and then a chapter titled The Scripture That Changed My Life, it would seem as if in that scripture I saw Jesus. That's not necessarily the correct equation to make, although it's not that far off. I was reading that chapter, and I remember the moment when verse 12 took on a new life for me. Part of it was confusion. Part of it was excitement. Part of it was disbelief. There was confusion to me on how any verse could say that all things are lawful. There was excitement that there was something beyond law-keeping to Christianity. And it was confusing and frightening, I guess you could say, because there's a lot of stuff, if this is right, then maybe I've got a lot of stuff wrong. And that's never an easy stone to overturn, you know, that it's never simple when you look at something in your life and say, I might be wrong. It's really never simple when you look at something in your theology and say, I might be wrong. This happened, I remember, it was the summer of 2007, and I've told people who've asked, and I get this question everywhere and have for years, what was your story? What was your journey? And it's long. My journey's long. It's really my entire life. But in the late 90s, I remember being exposed to the message of the finished work and then being exposed to the message of grace in the midst of that. And I didn't really understand the message of grace. I thought it was attractive. I thought it was exciting, but I didn't have the right voices preaching it to me. I know that sounds strange. Like, why would you need any certain voice? Well, because when you tune your ear to certain voices, you really only hear things the way they say it sometime. Or, and this is even worse, but I think it's true, you won't take it unless they say it. And so the right people was not talking to me about grace. And it took me another decade to embrace it because I was finally ready to listen to something outside of those voices. I think that's what it takes. I mean, people ask me all the time, what is it that keeps people from grace? In fact, we'll air one of those questions tomorrow on the podcast, on our Long Form Friday, where we try to tackle an answer that a question someone asked about what's keeping people from the message of grace. And I go into some things about the Holy Spirit, which is what was on my heart at the time. But I would say one of the things that keeps us from it as well is that we don't hear it from the right messenger. And I don't mean the messenger that's delivering to us is wrong. I mean we have only tuned our ears to hearing it a certain way or hearing it from a certain messenger. And so it becomes a little more difficult for us to receive or for us to accept. And I think that happened to me. And so then when I was reading 1 Corinthians 6, and I had read 1 Corinthians 6, well, I used to read the Bible straight through left to right, and that was the way that I read the Bible, and I read it chapters and chapters and chapters every day, sometimes books every day. And so I can't even number how many times I had actually read 1 Corinthians 6, and then various times of just study, of course, would bring you across certain verses. But on that day, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. It just said to me, Paul knows something I don't know. That ought to be obvious, but that was a big moment. And I went into it, I will say I was more excited than I was frightened. I was excited that something clicked inside of me, because I had been on this journey of thinking, you know, Christianity's got to be more than keeping rules. Surely this is more than keeping rules. If keeping rules is all that it is, and I had dared to start to broach the following thought, if keeping rules is all there is, how are we that much different from the old covenant, from Judaism? And I was in an era at that point in my life where I didn't think a lot about covenants, and I've found that's an issue that sort of explodes in people when they come into the message of grace, is they start to realize this thing called the new covenant and that they were missing out on that. Or at least they weren't hearing it through that lens, seeing it through that lens for a long time of covenantal theology. And so when I began to explore the differences in the old covenant and the new covenant, of course I knew that one of the highlights of the new covenant is that Jesus died on the cross. We don't have to kill lambs any longer, but I didn't really think of that in finished work terms, not really, even though I was in the finished work. I thought of the cross as the death of Jesus defeated everything, but that had to be appropriated constantly in your life. You had to constantly put yourself back on that cross. That was your part, was dying and dying and dying. And I didn't have a living Christianity. The very thought that Paul could say, all things are lawful for me, that was something that caused me to look at the cross in a new way. It meant that I'm alive to a new set of laws and that an old set don't apply to me. It doesn't mean they were irrelevant, but that something new has happened. And all things are lawful began to take on a life of its own. The depth of that verse, it's not just all things are lawful, but that all things don't work for me, all things don't profit me, all things don't benefit me. Therefore, I began to see that there were invisible parameters. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to spend several podcasts talking about this thought, this idea of what it looks like for all things to be lawful. We'll deal with, and I told you I would do this yesterday, we didn't get to it, but there's sort of been a backlash against this text from people whose interpretation of it is that it is not Paul saying it, it's Paul quoting it, which honestly to me doesn't make a lot of sense, because even if he is quoting it and not originating it, which is possible, he still doesn't dispute it. In fact, he confirms it, that all things are lawful. And I'll show you how he confirms it as we go, because he uses it twice in 1 Corinthians, once in 6, once in 10. So we'll deal with that. We'll deal with the parameters the Holy Spirit puts on us, because there are parameters and they're within that text. And we'll do that starting on the podcast in 2 days, because tomorrow, Long Form Friday, we're going to do a little Q&A session, and I think you'll enjoy that. We'll jump back into this later. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.